Now, let me move on down in this section here. He says, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it's for your consolation, your comfort, and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Now I keep on reading. Verse 7, and our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Now, this is wonderful. May I say to you that this explains why God permits us to have trouble, or to be sick. Now, Paul here says he was sick nigh unto death. Fact of the matter is, he said the sentence of death was in him. I think probably the doctor told him that he would die. Now, there are others that think that what he's referring to is when in Ephesus that mob came and they would have torn Paul to pieces and he would have been made a martyr. I'm not sure what experience that he is referring to here. It could be sickness. It could be that experience that he had. And he tells us that he had the sentence of death. And then he says he hath delivered us, and he does deliver us, and he trusts that he will deliver us. Now, this is quite wonderful, and this is something ought to be practical for us today. First of all, let me say that God permits the church to suffer, and he permits Christians to suffer. And he has in mind a good reason. He has a very wonderful purpose in it all. He intends for it to work out for the good of these believers. And he intends for it to serve a good purpose so they can comfort someone else. Now, let's look at this for just a moment. You know, Paul deals with the realities of the Christian life here. He says, he hath delivered us. He does deliver us, and he says he trusts that he will deliver us, and for our hope is steadfast and in him. And he gives this experience that he's had. And Paul, on that basis, he appealed for prayer in his dark hour, and the church responded. He says, ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. Now, as I've already said, everything that you and I have, we have it today because of the mercy of God. And we have it for the benefit of others. Now, I don't care what it is that you have. God's given it to you that you can share it with others. He's given it to you today as a mercy. Do you have health? Well, then you have it because of the mercy of God, and he wants you to share it with others. Wealth, what about that? Youth, talent, a gift, and wait a minute, suffering also. You know, Paul can ask these most embarrassing questions here about this matter of the fact that, are you suffering for Christ? Well, if you're suffering for Christ, he permits that to happen to you. Dr. Ironside tells a story about a friend of his years ago was in Vienna, and they were on a bus trip. And on that bus trip, why, some sheep got in the way of the bus. And they were held up, and the man sitting next to his friend there, why, he was annoyed by it all. Because actually, There were just two sheepdogs that were watching over and guiding and leading in all of this and herding those sheep. And so this friend, a Christian, said to this man sitting next to him that is annoyed, he says, "Do you know the names of those two sheepdogs?" And he said, "Why, no, I don't know the name." He says, "Do you know the name?" He said, "Yes, I do." We says, "What are they?" We says, "One of them's name's Goodness and the other's name Mercy." He said, "How in the world do you know that?" Well, he said, "I'll tell you why." He said, "David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life." Now, he says, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our life. And who in the world wants two dogs yapping and barking at their heels all the time? Well, God sometimes sends us trouble, friends. Sometimes sends us sickness. And he does this in order that he might, in our lives, be able to bring out something there, you see. And it's goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. And he has delivered us, Paul said. Now, I look back. May I be personal? I had cancer. And I'll be very frank, my doctor didn't give me much hope. But he's been delivering me, and it's amazing. And I trust he will deliver. Oh, some man wrote me, and I felt the letter was arrogant. He says, "God's told me that you're going to get well, so you don't need to worry about it anymore." Well, now I wonder, since I'm the fellow that has the cancer, why didn't God tell me that? Why did he tell this fellow way off somewhere? And I'm just waiting for the Lord to tell me. May I say to you, I can say with Paul, I trust he will deliver. That's all I can say. You cannot be arrogant and be boasting in a proud way. We need to walk softly.